Today, we are talking about seven ways that you can leverage investments to help reduce your taxes. These are vehicles that the IRS allows you to use to help you not only reduce your taxes, but also build your overall wealth. Some of these you are likely not familiar with. You probably have never heard of, and they're pretty incredible because as business owners, we want to keep as much of the money as we can. We work hard. We want to not give that away needlessly. So let's talk about how you can do that and also make sure that you are growing your net worth at the same time. Let's dig in. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
Right? That's what happens is we're working for someone else. We feel like we could be making more money. You're constantly striving for this bigger check. Then you make the transition into a business owner. And then at some point you tip the scale and you start making more money than you were making working for somebody else. Hopefully that's what you're doing. That is generally the goal, is that you are able to make more money. You're able to have some time freedom. There's just a lot of benefits that offset some of the negative ones, which is that a lot of it's riding on you. That's one of the bigger downfalls to owning a business, is that you can't rely on somebody else. Ultimately, the buck stops with you. So when you transition into owning a business, your mindset shifts and you're paying more money, and all of a sudden you have a different issue. It's not, oh, I need to make more money. It's, how do I keep more of this money? How do I reduce my taxes? How do I leverage the law so that I'm not working for nothing? Because if you're in the highest tax bracket and you happen to be in a state with state income tax as well, it's quite possible that half of your income is going out the door. So how do you keep more of that? That is the struggle. So let's talk about seven investments that actually allow you to do that. So the first one is a traditional IRA. This allows you to contribute at least $7,000 every year into your retirement plan. You would work with a financial advisor to do this. They then invest it into stocks, mutual funds, however it is that you want them to invest it. And you're able to get a $7,000 deduction just straight off your tax return. You can do this deduction for you, your spouse, your children. And so at saving 50 cents on the dollar, if you're in the highest tax bracket, then you end up saving $3,500 for each investment. Admittedly, this one does not allow you to reduce your taxes a lot. So it's usually the one that most high income earners want. It's a great place to start, especially if you are still a relatively small business, but you're looking for ways to reduce your taxes. It's a really great first step. So what do you do when you're making even more income? Then you get into a traditional 401k. So the difference between a traditional IRA and a traditional 401k is that a traditional 401k allows you to save a lot more money than a traditional IRA. With a traditional 401k as the employee, you're able to reduce your taxes by $23,000 as of 2024. But then also as the employer, you can increase that to where you are able to reduce your taxes by $69,000. It's a really great way to reduce your taxes overall, get a much better reduction in taxes. Now, if you have employees, of course, you have to look at the rules surrounding what those contributions have to be for employees. And you probably want to put in some fail safes to make sure that if someone leaves you within a year or 6 months or a relatively short period of time, that they are not able to keep your contributions. But $69,000 for your benefit to retirement is huge. You can do this for your spouse as well. So as you can see, almost $140,000 of savings is yours, which is incredible. The great thing with 401k, the traditional 401k, is that you can also do the traditional IRA. And so you would be able to get both contributions as well, which ends up being a little over $150,000 of a reduction if you and your spouse are able to contribute to a traditional 401k and a traditional IRA. So the third one is a health savings account, an HSA. The HSA allows you to reduce your taxes between $4,000 and $8,000, depending on your filing status. And basically, with an HSA set up, you were able to get a tax-free savings on things like doctor's appointments, massages, chiropractic care. There's a lot of things that fall into this category and creates a tax deduction that you would not normally be able to get. Typically, massages, chiropractic care, naturopaths, things like that are not going to be tax deductible, but within an HSA, they generally are going to be. And so it really helps create a benefit that you were not getting otherwise. The fourth thing is a donor advised fund. A donor advised fund is a fund that you basically are able to front load charitable contributions. So if you are someone who tends to be charitable and you donate to your church or you donate to whatever charity it is that is your preference, especially if you're giving to the same charity every year, you can put a lot of money in that donor advised fund, get the deduction immediately in that year, but then that charity does not get the money immediately. You can tell the fund how frequently you want to pay out that charity. The benefit to this is if you have a year where you make a lot of income. I've got a client right now. He sold his business. He's got a lot of income for 2024, and he's looking for ways to reduce his taxes in a big way for 2024. In 2025, he's not going to have as much income. So when you have lumpy cash, a lumpy influx of cash coming in, and you're looking for big ways to reduce those taxes, a donor advised fund can really do that for you. And then you're not giving the money to the charity immediately. You can give it over time, just like you normally would, but you get the benefit of that tax reduction immediately. There are some rules on how much of your income can be deducted for charitable giving. So you want to make sure that you're looking at those rules to where you are in alignment with them, because you cannot reduce all of your income in the year just by giving to a charity. Number five, if you own a small business, which if you're listening to my podcast, you do, then you are able to use a lot of deductions that you would not be able to use otherwise. A portion of your mortgage interest, a portion of your real estate taxes, sometimes your travel. The rule is going to be that if there is a business intention behind it and you are using those things for business use, then most likely you're able to get a reduction for it. So that sometimes, in fact, oftentimes as a business owner, we're able to get deductions for things that you cannot get a deduction for as a W-2 earner because there is no deduction there. If you're working for someone else, then you cannot get a deduction for a home office. But if you work for yourself, and you work in that home office and you meet the requirements for using it for the business, then all of a sudden you have a deduction for something that you probably weren't getting before. And most business owners at this point are not able to itemize their deduction. So you are, or most taxpayers in general are not able to itemize their deduction. So most likely you're really not getting the benefit of your mortgage interest or real estate taxes, things like that. That if you have a business, all of a sudden you get the benefit of those things. And so you're able to leverage the tax code to reduce your taxes as a business owner, which is really why I tell people that if you're wanting to reduce your taxes and you don't have any business income, step one is to start a side hustle. Even if that side hustle only makes you $5,000, $10,000 every year, you immediately open up the tax code and open up the rules for tax reduction that you were not able to do before having a business. Now, that business obviously needs to be legitimate, cannot be a hobby. You can't just create losses year after year with no real intention of growing a business. The IRS frowns on that. But if you need tax reduction and you don't have a business, you've got to start there, because otherwise you are limiting yourself significantly with the opportunities to reduce your taxes, because the rules are made for business owners. That's just the way that it is. So start with having and owning a small business.
Number six, real estate investments. There is a reason why high net worth individuals typically get into real estate. There is a lot of opportunity there to reduce your taxes. Now, there are, like everything, specific rules that you have to make sure you comply with, that you are aligning with, doing it the right way. And if you create a big loss and you don't follow those rules and you don't meet what's called a real estate professional requirement, then you may not be able to get those deductions. So you do want to make sure you understand the rules involved with real estate investing before you jump into that and assume that you're just going to get a tax deduction for it. There are absolutely ways that you can make sure you meet that requirement, get the deduction. I've talked about that many times in previous podcast episodes. But real estate investment is a really great way to get tax deductions. And it's also a really great way to build wealth over time because the real estate is appreciating. And hopefully at some point you are able to sell that real estate and then also make income. And then of course, then you're able to leverage other strategies to reduce taxes. There's just so much that goes into real estate investment that can be very beneficial to not only reducing taxes, but also increasing wealth. And then last but not least, oil and gas investment. With oil and gas investments, I recognize that a lot of people do not know about this. This is a strategy that a lot of people are completely unaware of. So what happens is you have to work with someone that does these oil and gas investments. You can't, it's not just everybody does it, not just every financial advisor. And they only have so many investors that they allow to come in. And so you have to work with someone that specializes in oil and gas investments. There's typically going to be a minimum investment of $50,000, typically closer to $100,000. So this is a larger opportunity for tax reduction, but also a larger income investment. But you end up being able to get a deduction of between 65 and 85% in the year of the investment, which is huge. Then over time, you get additional reductions because of depreciation. And the great thing is that you don't have the same caps and issues when it comes to real estate investment. Typically, oil and gas investments is actually going to be better because it's actually going to reduce your taxes in a way that real estate cannot. And so oil and gas investment is a really great opportunity for reducing taxes and building wealth because typically with these oil and gas investments, you are getting a return of that investment over the course of 7 years, and you're not limited to how much you can put in. You don't have to do it every single year. You can pick and choose. If you've got a really great year and you're wanting to reduce taxes, again, because of lumpy cash, all of a sudden you sell a business or you have a kind of one-time event, or you have a year that's really great and then the next few years aren't as good. Oil and gas investments is one of those things where you can store money away in these investments, but you don't have to do it all the time. You can do it one time and never do it again and actually have a really great, meaningful reduction of income as well as future investments and building wealth, because that's really what it's all about. Shifting the income that we have into other things, other vehicles that allow us to continue building wealth, get a tax deduction now, build wealth, have a big payday at the end. That's truly what we're doing. And then basically rinse, repeat, keep doing it over and over again. And eventually what happens is that our value goes up, our net worth goes up. And then in retirement, hopefully we have nothing to worry about, because that's the whole thing, is that we're putting the big bet on ourselves, that we have to leverage these vehicles to make sure that we are able to keep as much of that money as we possibly can. So I hope that you've enjoyed these seven investment strategies to reduce your taxes, build your overall wealth. As always, it's a pleasure to share this knowledge with you. I hope you've learned something new. Hopefully, at least one of these strategies you'd never heard of, maybe more. I love hearing your feedback. Be sure to give me that. Leave me a 5-star review. Also, ask any questions that you have of the podcast. I'd love to feature you in an upcoming episode. And thank you for showing up, listening to the podcast. I truly appreciate you so much, and I cannot wait until next time.